Joining us now on the line is a man who is in the Hockey Hall of Fame. He's a Stanley Cup champion, and now he's a scout and advisor for the Carolina Hurricanes. He is Joe Nieuwendyk, and he joins us now on the Merrick vs. Brzezinski podcast. Joe, it is just me, Greg, today. Merrick is off doing TV boy stuff, and it's good to talk to you, sir. Congratulations.
Well, thanks very much, Greg. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. Job as a scout. Let us know the details of what they've told you on what you're going to be doing for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Well, I'm going to be based here in Dallas. My kids are all established in their school, so you know that was important not to have to move around too much. But I'll see games here at the American Airlines Center, and I think probably the more important job too is just being a voice with Ronnie for Ronnie. I think. We see the game the same way, and we've been good friends for a long time, and I just think it's a good opportunity for myself to kind of stay in the game, and got a lot of respect for Ronnie and what he's trying to do there in Carolina.
Yeah, at this point, I'd say the Carolina Hurricanes probably had, if we were to put everybody on the ice, could probably beat every other front office in a game of shinny, if needs be, right now with the ex-pros that you guys have in the front office. What sort of advice did you learn during your time as GM of the Dallas Stars that you might impart on a first-timer like Ronnie Francis?
Well, I can't really think anything in particular. I was fortunate to have some people that I was surrounded with here that, gave me some sound advice. So we added Bob Gainey late in my tenure here, and it was very beneficial for me. But I just think Ronnie, and this is what we talked about, wanted to have a few hockey people in, that he could call and discuss matters with. And maybe just some little tidbits along the way, too, of being a first-time GM, things that arise at the meetings, just talking with teams, things like that. But I think Ronnie's certainly will do fine on his own. He has a great knowledge of the game, and his career that he had speaks for itself. So I think he's going to do a fabulous job, and those players that are hopefully looking for a bounce-back year this year are going to have a lot of respect for a guy like Ronnie when he walks around the room.
Yeah, no kidding. You'll also be working for one of the giants in the player personnel and scouting community. I think you'll be reporting to Marshall Johnston, is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know all the people that are involved, but Marshall has been with them, yes, for some time, and I know him a little bit from my travels over the years, but I'm looking forward to getting to know the people.
Cool, very good. Looking back on your time as a GM in Dallas, I mean, from a learning experience perspective, like you said, you were surrounded by some very smart, good hockey people, some veteran guidance, that sort of thing. When you think about your growth as an executive there, is there anything that kind of stands out from you as saying, okay, in year one, I thought this, but by the end of my term, I thought this?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I guess you go through a little bit of that. I had a unique ride in the sense that we started with Mr. Hicks. We went through bankruptcy. We were run by the league. We were without an owner for quite some time. So there was a lot of ups and downs. But I think the thing that I tried to focus on was trying to put the best team out there possible with an eye on the future, and really spent a lot of time trying to establish a culture of the importance of winning and having that in the locker room despite some of the obstacles that were going on in the front office with ownership. I think we were able to do that. And I don't think it's, I think Ronnie will do a great job of that in Carolina. I don't think anybody in that locker room is pleased with the way things went last year. So I know there'll be some players that are looking to have some bounce back seasons this year, and Ronnie will help them do that.
Yeah, it seems like you're on the same page as him. I know when he got hired, he talked a lot about culture change and trying to change the direction here. And oh, for him, it was tough to kind of draw a line of separation between himself and the previous regime, because obviously he worked for Jim Rutherford. But it seems like the culture of the room is a big thing for you and for him, huh?
Well, it certainly was for me, and I know it is for Ron as well. He'll spend a lot of time with the team. Everybody wants to talk about that when they first start, but I really do think when you're in markets like Dallas and when you're in markets like Carolina, those non-traditional markets, the Floridas, that you've really got to have everybody on board from top to bottom in order to make it work. And that's where I think a lot of Ronnie's strengths will be. He just is a sharp guy that has a lot of respect from a lot of people.
When you were in Dallas, I mean, when you talk about that non-traditional market aspect of it, did you feel like you maybe got a little bit more rope than you would have gotten had you been in a market in Canada as far as the success of the team goes?
I don't know. I think there was circumstances beyond my control in some ways, but we never really used it as a crutch. We tried to put a competitive team on the ice, which I think we did. We were unfortunately the bridesmaids for a few years there, coming up until the last week of the season. But there had to be a turnover that had to occur there too, in terms of moving out some of the old guard and reestablishing a draft pool base and starting to get some young players incorporated in the system, and I think that's where they are today, and things look bright for that club.
All right, two more Dallas questions, and I'll stop pestering you. What do you think of the new uniforms?
I'm good with them. My son is a second year peewee here, and they've adopted the same colors, and the kids seem to like them. So I think they're pretty popular here in town.
And in hindsight, this is going to be a little tricky one because things have changed since I think if we've ever talked about this before. In hindsight, do you think maybe you won the Goligoski trade?
Well, you never know on these things until 5, 6, 7, 10 years down the road. You need a time frame, but I maintained all the way through, and I know you have to give up something in order to get something, and James Neal is a good player, but Alex Goligoski is a quality individual and a terrific player, and eats the most minutes on that team, so it was really a player at the time that we needed to acquire after the departure of Sergei Zubov. And I think you go in and out of that locker room today, and they'd all say that he's one of the most important players in there.
Because you took some grief for that trade. I don't think I'm breaking any news here when I say there was some criticism of the trade at the time. I think now, in hindsight, it looks a lot better than maybe it did in the first couple of years after that move, when Neil was picking up all those points on Malkin's wing. I think it's a different thing in hindsight. And finally, Joe, and we appreciate your time today in talking about this new gig, and congratulations on it. You were part of the early part of this wave where it seems like everybody you played with started getting front office jobs. And I should say every center you played with, whether it's you or Ronnie or Sakic or any of these guys, LaFontaine, all these guys got front office jobs. Is this just what happens generationally with star players? Or is there something unique about the generation of players you came up with where all of a sudden you guys are executives in this league?
Well, I think it's been going on for years, though. If you look, to the players that played before us, the Ron Hextalls, the Paul Holmgrens, the Doug Risebrows, this isn't anything new, but I think that the game was so good to all of us that we were very fortunate to have teams that wanted us to stay involved. And I know Joey's much more involved in Colorado now, and as well as Ronnie now, obviously, my friend Al McGinnis in St. Louis. So there's, the game is a big reason why we have what we have, and it's great to stay involved in it.